You know that feeling, right? That little flicker of dread when your phone battery hits red. It's such a common modern frustration. We've all felt kind of tethered to an outlet. But what if, just what if there was a phone designed to, well, completely free you from that anxiety and be incredibly fast, too? Today, we're taking a deep dive into the IQOO Neo 10. Now, I know the IQOO name often makes gamers perk up. But our mission here is to show you how this device is actually a true workhorse for any heavy user, anyone just fed up with those low battery warnings, and honestly, why its performance is genuinely surprising. Can it really do both? Free you from battery worries and give you that top-tier speed? Or, are there compromises?
Yeah, and what's really interesting, I think, isn't just looking at specs like a review. We're going to unpack the strategic choices they made designing this phone, how those choices directly tackle some of those really persistent user problems, and importantly, what that actually means for your daily life, how you interact with your tech.
Okay, yeah, let's unpack that. This Core Duo, speed and, well, staying cool. Under the hood, the IQOO Neo 10's got the new Snapdragon 8's Gen 4 processor. And look, this isn't just fast, it's blazingly quick. Apps, they just pop open instantly. Scrolling is like buttery smooth. The whole phone just feels incredibly responsive, seriously, for its price. This chip is really knocking on the door of those super expensive flagship phones. Plus, it's paired with that super fast LPDDR5X RAM that's for juggling loads of apps,
Look at
right?
that kill.
And speedy UFS 4.1 storage. So your internal storage is quick too, making everything feel snappy.
Right. And the practical side of that, beyond just numbers on a chart, is that this level of power means the phone can handle multiple heavy tasks without, breaking a sweat. Think editing photos, maybe juggling video calls, gaming.
Yeah.
And quite remarkably, it does all this without getting noticeably hot. That's a big plus for using it hard all day long. You avoid that throttling you sometimes get.
Okay, but here's where it gets really interesting for a lot of people, I bet. The battery. Multi-day battery freedom. This thing packs a, well, staggering 7,000 milliamp-hour
Which
battery.
is huge.
Huge. I mean, 5,000 milliamp is usually considered large, right?
That.
This is just another level, real world testing. We're talking over 2 full days of use, and that's with more than 10 hours of screen on time for heavy users.
Oh.
Yeah. And if you're mostly on Wi-Fi, it stretches to nearly 3 days. They're using their second gen Silicon Blue Volt battery tech. It basically boosts energy
So
density.
more power in a smaller, lighter space, essentially.
Exactly.
And this isn't just about like bragging rights for battery life. It actually changes how you use your phone. You
Yeah.
stop thinking about where the nearest outlet is, that outlet anxiety, it kind of just evaporates.
Yeah, totally.
It transforms the phone from something you constantly need to manage into, well, a genuinely liberating tool. You can just use it. Imagine like going away for a weekend and not even packing a charger.
That's the dream.
Right. And then when you do finally need to charge it, there's a 120W fast charger included right in the box, which is super convenient. A lot of brands don't include them anymore.
Good point. And speaking of convenience, you hear 7,000 milliamp-hour and you think, okay, it must feel like a brick,
That's
right?
the immediate thought,
But surprisingly, no, it weighs just over 200 grams. That's pretty standard, actually. They were clever using a polycarbonate back instead of glass. Keeps the weight down, adds some durability. Plus, they even throw on a case.
Which is a nice touch.
And the display, that's another highlight. It's a beautiful 1.5K AMOLED screen, sharp, really vibrant colors. And the bezels are impressively thin, gives you a really immersive view.
Okay, but this brings us to a really crucial point. The strategic trade-offs.
Yeah.
Because you can't have everything at this price, usually.
Right. The compromise.
The clear compromise here is the camera system. Now, let's be clear. It's decent. It's a very capable point-and-shoot. You get a 50-megapixel main sensor, a 32-megapixel selfie camera, 4K video. It does the job.
So not terrible, but
But it's not going to be competing with the camera kings out there. The really high-end flagships, known for photography. Feels like a very deliberate choice. They poured the budget into that amazing performance and that incredible battery life.
Makes sense.
And for a lot of users, prioritizing that sustained speed and, frankly, game-changing battery over a absolute top-tier camera,
Yeah.
that's a perfectly reasonable exchange, maybe even desirable for some.
So wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you, the listener?
Oh, you should definitely consider the IQOO Neo 10 if you suffer from battery anxiety, if that's a real pain point for you. Or if you're just a heavy user who needs performance that lasts all day without slowing down. Maybe you want that flagship level speed, but, without the flagship price tag. And yeah, absolutely. If you do a lot of gaming, it's still fantastic for that too.
And maybe a final thought to leave you with.
In a world that seems kind of obsessed with phones having every single feature maxed out, how much value do you personally place on a device that just masterfully solves maybe the two most common frustrations, battery life and speed? Even if, yeah, it means making a very conscious trade-off somewhere else, like the camera. It's a really compelling question, I think, about what makes a phone truly indispensable day to day.